of Remasperty revolution. Okay, so confession time. Remasperty, the brand, the philosophy, huh? The state of being is mostly just a sound I made when I sneezed once. But hey, it's stuck, right? And now you're here reading about me, the gloriously unhinged translator, content creator who might be able to speak dolphin. Or maybe I just really like squeaky toys. My apartment? Let's just say organized chaos is a wildly generous description. Picture this, mountains of linguistic dictionaries teetering precariously next to a half-finished cosplay of a character from Schedule I.
Don't ask.
Flanked by a collection of mismatched socks that would make a kaleidoscope jealous. My current hair situation is a vibrant, possibly toxic, split-dyed pink screams. I'm ready to party! And the electric blue whispers. I'm fluent in Elvis. Accurate. Speaking of accuracy, let's talk about my day job. Translation, I'm supposedly a prodigy, right? Can supposedly unravel ancient Sumerian or decipher the mating calls of pygmy marmosets. Again, squeaky toys. Supposedly part is key, because look, I'm not saying I don't add my own flair to things. An ancient prophecy about a chosen one, totally improved with a few timely puns and a reference to a really obscure anime. A corporate memo about downsizing? Let's just say it sounded a lot more like a sea shanty when I was done with it. And then there's the content creation. My channel is, well, it's a thing. 1 minute, I'm breaking down the etymology of obscure slang terms in Renaissance Flemish. The next, I'm screaming like a banshee while attempting a no-death run of some impossible Roblox hobby. My 30 concurrent viewers are a dedicated bunch. I'll give them that, mostly bots, probably. But still, the schedule I play throughs are, shall we say, legendary. For all the wrong reasons, Schedule I is this game. No one really understands it. It looks like someone threw a bunch of broken algorithms into a blender and then set it on puree. But I'm obsessed. I spend hours trying to convince my chat that it all makes perfect sense. I've even started developing my own language to describe the mechanics, glitches, existential dread of Schedule I. It involves a lot of clicking noises and interpretive dance. Tonight, though, is chess night. Well, online chess night. I usually hit up the park for the real deal, crushing egos and occasionally losing to pigeons.
They have a surprisingly effective strategy of knocking over the pieces.
But the weather's questionable. By questionable, I mean there's a biblical downpour outside, and I'm pretty sure I saw a frog wearing a tiny raincoat float past my window. I fire up the chess app, neon hair practically radiating off the screen.
My username,
you guessed it,
Remasterty.
My opponent this time is Grandmaster Flash 82.
Ominous!
He starts with a Sicilian defense. Okay, okay, I can play this cool, deep breaths. Focus. Nope. G. My attention span just spontaneously combusted. Okay, chat, I announced to the void
at the bots.
Grandmaster Flash 82 thinks he's all that with his fancy Sicilian whatchamacallit. But I'm about to hit him with the jazz hands gambit. I proceed to sacrifice my queen in a move that can only be described as aggressively stupid.
Grandmaster Flash 82 types Hamlet in the chat.
Don't question my genius, man.
Gotta protect the precious. It's a multi-dimensional strategic feint designed to confuse and discombobulate.
I spend the next 5 minutes explaining the non-existent logic behind my move while simultaneously trying to translate a particularly cryptic tweet from a K-pop star in Icelandic.
It's going poorly.
Unsurprisingly, I lose badly.
Okay, okay, he got lucky. I declare
already queuing up for another.
His entire strategy.
He won't know what hit him, because that's the Remasterty philosophy in action.
Embrace the chaos, find the humor, and never ever take yourself too seriously.
Even if you're losing to a pixelated chess opponent while trying to decipher dolphin language.
Especially then, now
if you'll excuse me, I have a pigeon to text. It's his move.